Li'ilui Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha.
So today, Bez Hashem, we're in Siman Dalet. We're going to learn some more examples of applying the Machlokes Rosh and Rashba. We'll also discuss sleeping a little bit, and we'll discuss how we should all appreciate the water that we drink. So the Shulchan Aruch starts by saying as follows. A person washed his hands before Alos HaShachar, and then 2 hours later it's Alos HaShachar, an hour later it's Alos HaShachar. Does he have to wash again? Maybe the Ruach Ra came back. Maybe the Ruach Ra automatically comes back at Alos HaShachar a second time. And the Ramah says you washed your hands without a bracha, because maybe the Ruach Ra came back. Okay, so that's a din that we have to know, that if you wash in the middle of the night, you have to wash again later as well to remove the Ruach Ra as a suffix. Now, what about saying the bracha? So this person, he washed, let's say, at 3 in the morning, and now, let's say he stayed awake, the Mishnah Berurah talks about in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, and now it's 7 o'clock. Well, he washed his hands, and now they're clean for davening, but if he's going to wash now at 7 o'clock, how can he say a bracha? He didn't say a bracha at 3. But if his hands are clean, then he can't say a bracha on the washing now at 7. So the Mishnah Berurah says that here, a person who gets up very early, let's say 2 or 3 in the morning, and stays awake till he davens, then when he's about to daven, he should make himself obligated according to the Rush as well. He should make his hands dirty. We learned earlier in Sif Katan Lamed that he should use the bathroom, and then when he cleans himself, his hands get a little dirty, and now he's chayv in a bracha according to everyone. He washed at 3 in the morning, and that's the Beria Chadasha, and we learned above that the Beis Yosef says that even the Rashba agrees you can say the bracha later, and it reacts to when you wash at 3 in the morning. And as far as the Rush goes, now his hands got dirty, so you can wash with the bracha now as well. So, a person who wakes up at 3 in the morning and washes his hands, then stays awake to daven later at 7, has the Mishnah Berurah says, you apply the same etza, the same advice, how to avoid the suffix, how you're able to say a bracha according to everyone and avoid the suffix bracha, that you should go to the throne and wash your hands again before you daven. Who did this? Basically every day for 90 years? That's a good question. Rav Elyashiv Zatzal. Rav Elyashiv trained himself when he was younger to try to find the best way to maximize his learning. And he had a learning seder at night. He'd go to sleep relatively early, around 10 o'clock. He'd wake up at 2 or 2:30, and he would learn until Shacharis. He would obviously wash Negev Asar when he woke up and say Birchas HaTorah. And then he was awake. And then he, at 7 o'clock, I assume he did Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. He went to the bathroom, and then he washed his hands again, and he would say a bracha at 7 o'clock. They tell the following joke, I guess, that after Rav Elyashiv died, so people began calling their babies, after Rav Elyashiv, Yosef Shalom. But then they stopped. Why? Because babies would wake up at 2 in the morning, and they wouldn't go back to sleep. That's a good joke. Now, that's Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. Then, the Shulchan Aruch continues that if a person naps during the day, it's a suffix whether he has to wash Negev Asar now. Because again, there's a question, what brings about the Ruach Ra? Is it sleeping or is it nighttime? And the Ramah says, you wash your hands without a bracha. Again, the whole thing, wash your hands without a bracha. Now, the Mishnah points out as follows. There's a beautiful diuk in the Mishnah that he makes. Beautiful precision. The Ramah says, wash without a bracha 3 times. Sif Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, and Tesvav. But there's a difference. In Yud Dalet and Tesvav, you wash without a bracha because you never make a bracha when you wash only for Ruach Ra. And Yud Dalet and Tesvav is talking about washing for Ruach Ra, a suffix Ruach Ra. But in Yud Gimel, you're not saying a bracha when you're up the whole night. Why? That's the suffix. You don't say a bracha. According to the Rashba, you would say a bracha probably. And according to the Rush, you won. So even though the Ramah says you wash without a bracha all 3 times, there's a difference. In Sif Yud Gimel, you're washing without a bracha because of the suffix. In Sif Yud Dalet and Tesvav, you're definitely washing without a bracha because the most you have is Ruach Ra. Now, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis discusses a slightly different case. What if a person got up in the morning, before Alos HaShachar, and he expected to daven Vasikin, let's say, and he washed his hands, and he assumed that was the last time until he was going to daven, that he was going to wash his hands. So there, and he said a bracha. He said a bracha. Why did he say a bracha? Because he washed his hands and it was as a beria chadasha for the Rashba, and it's time to daven. Now he's washing his hands for davening. And then something happened. Well, so then, later when Alos HaShachar comes, that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. Should he wash again? And in the Chachamim, he should wash again without a bracha, because maybe the Ruach Ra came back. So the first washing got him ready for davening, and he said a bracha. And the second washing was just to get rid of the Ruach Ra misafik. Okay. What if this guy went back to sleep? He changed his mind, he's not going to daven now. And he slept to Shenas Keva. So he said a bracha, let's say Alos HaShachar is 5 o'clock. He washed his hands at 4:45 and said a bracha. Then he went back to sleep. And now it's 6:30. He had a real Shenas Keva. Now he gets up. His hands are going to be dirty now when from a Shenas Keva. So can he wash now and say a bracha again? He has the rush because his hands got dirty from the Shenas Keva. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, we can't. Why? Because you only become a Beria Chadasha once. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're choshesh for the Shitas HaRashba, that the reason for the Netil is Beria Chadasha. Upam achas nasa adam Beria Chadasha velo shtei pa'amim. Oh, since he washed with the bracha at 4:45 before Alos HaShachar, that was his Beria Chadasha washing. Even though he slept again, he already said the bracha is a beria chadasha for the beria chadasha, and you can't say a bracha for beria chadasha twice in one day. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch continues to discuss sleep. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara from David HaMelech that David was careful not to sleep 60 shisin nishmin, 60 breaths at one time, in order not to taste the tam of misa. The Ramah says he was only makbid during the day, but at night he slept longer. But the Mishnah Berurah points out the Gemara sounds like he was makbid at night as well. So David didn't sleep so much. So why is this in the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Shulchan Aruch wants to teach us that we shouldn't be sleeping extra. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz said, sleep is not a major Jewish value. Oh, it's good to sleep. When you're sleeping, so you're not employing your Bechira Chafshis, and you use Bechira Chafshis in how you go to sleep, but while you're sleeping, so you're really not using your mind. Oh. So therefore, on the one hand, you shouldn't sleep extra, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that you certainly should sleep enough, and he says as follows. First of all, he says, Ein Shabbos B'chal Zeh. Doesn't apply in Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no need to worry about the Shisa Nishman. You'll have to take a nap on Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look later on in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, that if it's hard for you to learn in the afternoon without a short nap, take the nap. Take a short nap so you'll be able to learn better. Avel lo yarich ba. It shouldn't be too long. Because what we learned here in this Siman, the nap shouldn't be too long, just enough to keep you have strength for learning later in the afternoon. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, from the Achronim, Inyan Hashena b'yom talu l'fimashu adam. That means how much sleep you need depends on the person, and you should sleep enough what you need. And that's really the lemaisa. Lemaisa, you should sleep what you need, and you might need a nap during the day as well. However, the takeaway from this Shulchan Aruch is that you shouldn't be sleeping too much, and only what is necessary. Now, if you take a nap during the day, so we saw in Sif Tezvah, you should wash your hands without a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's only if you're Yoshein Shisin Nishman. Oh. So how long is Shisin Nishman? Here there's a machlokas in the Be'er Halacha, he quotes, 3 minutes, half an hour, or 3 hours. And the poskim assume that the half hour shita is the correct shita. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and others. we assume half an hour. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, if you took a nap of less than half an hour during the day, you wouldn't have to wash your hands. You're allowed to, but you wouldn't have to wash your hands when you wake up, based on the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hay. That's only if you slept shisa nishman. Well, the Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Yud Zayin that in the morning people have a custom to rinse out their mouth. A person has these bad taste in your mouth from the extra saliva, from sleeping, and the bad taste. So you want to rinse it out. Oh, why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech lahazkir es Hashem hagadol b'kedusha v'tara. You want to say Hashem's name, b'kedusha, b'tara. Your mouth should be clean and ready to go. Therefore, it's appropriate to rinse your mouth, and you should do that. Many of us brush our teeth in the morning. You should brush your teeth every day. When you brush your teeth, you certainly yotzei the se'if yod zayin. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're an istinus, if you're a little bit fastidious, you're picky, ve'eino rotze lehachnis mayim lepiv, because they're not zakim v'tzachim, the water is not pure, the water is not clear. So you don't want to rinse your mouth out with this dirty water. Ein ma'akev milavarech, you can still say the bracha. Meaning, let's say the water is not so clear. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't worry, you can still say the bracha. Now, this is amazing. Nowadays, our water tends to be pretty clear and clean, but in the Mishnah Berurah's day, it was a relatively common occurrence that he had to mention here. Rabbi Gemur Zatzal would mention that in Slobodka, in the Beis Medrash, there was a basin to get water in the back of the Beis Medrash, but it wasn't drinkable unless you boiled it first. And he said that when he went to Slobodka to learn, he really appreciated the clean water back in America. He grew up in Baltimore and New York. Once he was in Slobodka in Europe and he saw that they didn't have clean running water, then he appreciated the water that he had back in America even more. And you thank Hashem for it. We Taka should do this. All of us have access to ordinary clean running water. We don't even think about it, but we should. And this Mishnah Berurah is a good way to remind us to think about the running water, the clean running water that we have, and all of us can certainly rinse on a normal day, can rinse our mouths out before davening, so we're better able to talk to Hashem and praise Hashem, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Well, I wanted to discuss further about saying Shehakol on water and appreciating water even more, and that, Bez Hashem, I'll discuss in a separate shiur. Okay, we'll stop here.